It's nearly summer, and that means hitting the lake, school vacations, and in California, fire season. NSPR reporter Adia White heads to one North State community to see how people are getting ready.
In Magalia, CAL FIRE inspectors Steve Clement and Susan Beeler are driving around, going door to door to make sure everyone is prepared.
We are
headed to Bridgeport Circle.
Yep.
This team alone will check thousands of houses across the North State to assure that each home has enough defensible space. In other words, a 30-foot radius around the house, free of any fire hazards. And this safe zone isn't a mere suggestion. If you live in one of the state's at-risk areas, you can be ticketed for not having a defensible space around your house. CAL FIRE has a map of these zones on their website. In Northern California, most towns higher than the valley floor are included. As we drive by one house, Beeler notices the yard is overgrown with dry shrubs.
So is that a write-up then?
Yep.
This one's for the roof, and then plants, trees, and shrubs. And then she also didn't have her address on there. So all three of those things will have to be done by June 23rd.
Some other things you can be written up for. Dead trees, any trash sitting in the yard, and storing firewood within 30 feet of your house.
So what are some of the most worrisome things, like when you see a house, do you ever just go, oh no, like what
the
makes
roof.
You...
The roof.
While CAL FIRE inspectors may forgive overgrown grass, they won't overlook an unkempt roof. And there's no set criteria for what's acceptable either. It's based on their personal judgment. But if it's more than a few handfuls of dead leaves, they say, you can get a write-up.
Debris on the roof is one of our biggest concerns because if an ember lands there, it's going to start the house on fire.
As frustrating as it is to keep on top of yard work, these small things really do make a difference. Both inspectors have seen it save homes. In Beeler's case, her own.
We literally were running down the driveway. We hauled up all of our animals and our goats, and we left and met the fire department coming up the hill. So they were able to protect our home and defend it because we provided the defensible space then.
You just got to do the work. That makes it easier for us to come in and do the protection. And not only easier, but it's the safest way for us to do it. People's lives are at stake.
Most people CAL FIRE talks to during inspections understand this. At this time of year, the fines aren't what they're worried about.
My name is Rebecca Oliver. We never lived in the woods before, so this is kind of new to us. We've learned to adapt.
Rebecca and her husband Lee pass the inspection with flying colors. Rebecca also keeps road maps pinned to the wall. She has an evacuation plan with multiple routes out of the neighborhood. Considering all the torrential rains this winter, I ask her if she's less nervous this year, or more so.
I wouldn't say less nervous, just cautious as to the possibilities because things dry out.
Because the grass is overgrown this year, due to all the rain, the U.S. Forest Service predicts that fires will be more active than they were last year, but only in the valley areas of the North State. In other regions, the outlook is near average. The height of the season is expected to hit late in the summer, around August, once all the new growth dries out. But Rebecca's husband, Lee, doesn't care much for predictions. He says their family is going to be prepared either way.
It's the same thing every year. You know what's possible. If you're not ready for it, then shame on you.
Being ready doesn't take much either. Just spending a little time mowing the lawn and clearing the roof each week can be enough to save your home. I'm Adia White for North State Public Radio.
The fire season's here, and you know what that brings. The danger's high, so clear all combustible things.
To see if your home is in the state's risk area or access the 7-day fire forecast, go to mynspr.org.
Ounce of prevention's worth a pound of cure. We're here.